Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Never forget, you are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the White House says President Trump was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. The president underwent vascular testing, and results were within normal limits, according to the White House doctors. That condition occurs when veins in the legs are impaired. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel has more on treatments for the common condition.
We want to make sure that the underlying cause is not something really serious. So it is important for people out there to go and get checked out by a doctor if you have swelling and it doesn't go away. And simple changes, such as wearing compression socks, elevating your feet, or getting some exercise and walking around can reduce and improve symptoms.
In Maine, police say a 17-year-old is under arrest in connection with the murder of Sunshine Stewart. She's the paddleboarder who went missing earlier this month and was later found dead on the remote island of Crawford Pond. The Commerce Department showing retail sales rose better than expected, 0.6% in June after May's drop of 0.9%. This is ABC News. Top Trump administration leaders taking a tour of San Francisco's notorious Alcatraz prison today. That facility has been closed for decades, but could be reopened under President Trump.
Before the first public boats of the day arrived for tours of Alcatraz, Attorney General Pam Bondi and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum took a tour around the island in front of a hand-chosen camera crew. President Trump has talked about reopening Alcatraz, and Congress is expected to introduce a bill to end environmental protections of the historic island and to take away National Park Service control of it. Some estimates put the cost of refurbishing the island and building a new prison at a minimum of $250 million. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Commerce Department showing retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in June after May's drop of 0.9%. Sales for clothing and accessories, along with health and personal care, saw an uptick. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With WIC Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. WIC, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with WIC Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Clearing clouds and cool tonight with a low of 53. Sunny and comfortable tomorrow with a high of 78. And increasing clouds tomorrow night with a chance of moderate rain with a low of 65. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny. The winds are out of the west-southwest at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 74 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July Red Hot Buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus, save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $399 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Damage surveys are underway to find the strength and distance tornadoes may have traveled through parts of Wisconsin Wednesday afternoon. The National Weather Service Milwaukee Sullivan Survey Team confirms an EF0 tornado with estimated winds of 70 miles per hour touched down southwest of Hustisford around 3:20. It was on the ground until around 3:35, lifting near Gray Road and Wildcat Road northeast of town. In Iowa and Dodge counties, teams were out early Thursday morning looking at spots where videos and pictures of a twister were taken from. The National Weather Service reports mainly tree damage seen so far as they are trying to track down where they may have hit in fields. The National Weather Service says they are trying to move as fast as possible to try and investigate the entire area. Reports of tornadoes came in from at least seven different towns between noon and four. Wautoma and areas of the Fox Valley also experienced significant flash flooding with cars submerged. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation to expand access to mental health care for farmers. According to a press release, the proposed bill seeks to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The network connects agricultural workers to mental health resources and services like stress assistance programs. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire additional staff and address varying needs among different farming populations. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that banned unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to restore nearly $2 million in funding for the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The funding was removed from the new state budget by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. Governor Tony Evers strongly criticized that decision, which would force two short-term housing facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close in September without the additional funding in this new legislation. The program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against efforts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. The new lawsuit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated the Building Resilient Infrastructures and Communities program. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority in shutting the program down without congressional authorization. The grant program aimed to improve infrastructure in communities across the state to prepare for natural disasters. The National High School Rodeo Finals in Rock Springs, Wyoming, Wednesday was a busy day for cowboys and cowgirls from across the U.S. We are keeping an eye on the results of entrants who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center and earned the right to move on to nationals. In Wednesday performances in barrel racing, Callie Parrish of Laval placed 33rd with a time of 27.953 in the morning, and in the evening performance, she placed 26th with a time of 22.49. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi tied for 6th with a score of 209, and in the evening performance, he placed 14th with a score of 62. In the morning performance of pole bending, Evelyn Taylor of Lancaster placed 11th with a time of 22.008. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr was in a three-way tie for 12th with a score of 278. In the evening performance of girls cutting, Kaylee Check of Toma placed 19th with a score of 186. In Division 4 standings, Team Wisconsin is in 5th place. Overall, Team Wisconsin is in 27th place with a score of 390. The National High School Rodeo Finals concludes Saturday. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center is hosting the second annual Celebration of Life event in Edgerton Saturday for patients who received a stem cell transplant or CAR T-cell therapy. A stem cell transplant can be a life-saving treatment for patients with cancer, genetic disorders, or other blood conditions. CAR T-cell therapy is a highly advanced form of immunotherapy for children and adults with certain types of cancer. Often these therapies are needed after a patient's cancer is unresponsive to other treatments like chemotherapy. The Celebration of Life event will be held Saturday from 11 to 2 at Coachman's Golf Resort in Edgerton. It will bring together providers and staff from the UW Health Stem Cell Transplant and Cellular Therapy Program to honor transplant recipients, donors, and their caregivers for an opportunity to connect and share stories. Guests will receive a catered brunch, ice cream, and can take pictures with Bucky Badger. The UW Health Carbone Cancer Center is a recipient each year of research funding from GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to teach and certify basic hunter education students and teach hunters of all experience levels practical outdoor skills. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Hunter education has a strong history in Wisconsin. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteers have educated hunters in the state, certifying more than 1 million hunters. The program has also contributed to a significant decrease in hunting safety incidents. Basic hunter education is a firearm safety class that is required by law for anyone who intends to hunt independently. A statewide corps of about 4,000 volunteer hunter safety instructors to teach the standardized, internationally approved curriculum and administer the written and practical exams required for certification are required. Volunteers must be certified to teach basic hunter education by apprenticing with an existing group of hunter education instructors or attending a staff-led mini-academy that takes volunteers through each lesson that instructors are expected to teach at a basic hunter safety class. Instructors must also pass an exam based on the DNR's Hunter Education Policy and Procedure Manual. Once certified, volunteer hunter education instructors should teach at least one class and attend an instructor recertification workshop every 3 years. Beyond basic hunter education, the DNR and contracted partners offer additional instruction and continuing education to hunters of all experience levels. Volunteers to coordinate and instruct advanced programs as the next step from basic hunter education are being sought. Outdoor skills programs teach specific skills related to hunting and the outdoors, such as processing deer, shooting basics, and cooking wild game. Some lesson plans are available to use as a guide, but if you have a hunting or shooting sports skill you can teach, reach out to program staff to talk more. The Learn to Hunt program is a unique opportunity in Wisconsin that allows volunteers to host educational mentored hunts outside of the normal hunting season. The program is a valuable and rewarding educational opportunity offered by the DNR for both participants and volunteers looking to find greater connection in the outdoors. The Learn to Hunt program requires at least 4 hours of pre-hunt instruction to participants, and program volunteers must have at least 5 years of experience hunting the target species. All hunter education volunteers must pass a DNR background check. For more information about becoming a volunteer instructor or applying, visit the DNR website.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dennis Schuberl, 87, of Richland Center, died last Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family of Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg, died Monday at home. There will be no formal services. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 5 at his son's home at 957 Sextonville Road in Richland Center. Memorials may be made to the Richland Center Police Department K-9 Unit. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery on Monday at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kristen and Josh Joseph had a son, Trip Lee.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a refreshing day today. More clouds hung around in the morning, more sunshine now, and highs only scraping the low 70s. It's quite unusual for this time of year. Winds are crisp out of the northeast. They'll ease up tonight, clouds clearing even more, and cooler temperatures falling to the low 50s. Then for Friday, sunny and comfortable, highs hovering in the upper 70s, a nice southeast breeze, with clouds starting to move in by tomorrow night. That's because the next system starts to move in. A warm front kind of drapes itself right here. Bring chances of moderate rain through the evening, into the overnight, and some scattered showers could linger early on Saturday. We could also hear some rumbles of thunder, too. By midday or so, especially into the evening, it'll be mostly cloudy and muggy on Saturday. Highs will reach the low 80s. Winds will be switching from out of the southwest, becoming northwest late, which means a brief break on Sunday. Tons of sunshine on tap, more humid though, highs flirt with about 80. Good day to get that grass cut. Then next week, things start to change. We're going to get into an active pattern. The jet stream pretty much sets itself up right over us. Monday, partly sunny, we start off warm, highs at about 80, low 80s or so, a chance of a shower or storm. Chances are smaller on Monday than the rest of the week. Tuesday, we become very warm and humid. Scattered showers and storms are definitely going to be there, and some could be heavy, highs in the upper 80s. Wednesday, mixed skies, still hot and humid. Storms are possible, especially later in the day into the evening. Wednesday's highs at about 90. That trend continues into Thursday and Friday as well, and potentially Saturday too. It seems like we're never going to be able to put away the umbrellas or the mud boots. But let's stay on a positive note. Enjoy tonight. Oh, and we're definitely not in a drought. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 75 degrees, and that's currently our daytime high after a morning low of 55. Yesterday's high was 82, and we received 2 and 74 hundredths of inches of rain. Our record high set back in 1936 is 98 degrees, with a record low that was set back 41 that was set back in 1958. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 59. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:38, and tomorrow morning sunrise will be at 5:37. Winds are out of the west northwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.15, and we have received a trace of rain. It was mainly in mist form earlier this morning so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance here, Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. Ant Lakes Gas Company is serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and by PCB Wealth Management. The Simon Sharks were back in the pool at Prairie du Chien last night. Coach Chad Hine dubbed the contingent swimming as small and mighty. Though low in numbers, the Sharks represented their team well and swam hard. The 9 and 10 girls relay consisted of Zelly Kelman, Emma Salas, Elsa Norte, and Morgan Worthington. They won both the medley and freestyle relays. Swimmers earning first place finishes were Brooklyn Worthington in the short freestyle and distant freestyle, Emmerich Kelman in the short freestyle, distance freestyle, and butterfly, Clancy Hine in the short freestyle butterfly and individual medley, Cameron Keene in the short freestyle and backstroke, Leah Chambers in backstroke, butterfly, and distance freestyle, Harper Adler in the backstroke and butterfly, Morgan Worthington in the backstroke, Elsa Norte in the butterfly and individual medley, James Waterfall in the breaststroke, and Lauren Chambers in the individual medley. On Monday, the Sharks will make their first trip in over a decade to Schulzburg and will return to Simon's Recreation Complex on Wednesday for their last home meet of the season. At the home meet, the Sharks will be hosting their annual Baby Shark Race, where younger siblings of swimmers get their chance to swim a race. Hometown League baseball action is going on tonight, and in Thursday night's league games, it'll feature Poinette at Ashton, Black Earth at Middleton, Cross Plains will be hosting Verona, Wyota hosting Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, it will be Ridgeway at Schulzburg Benton, Footville at Argyle, Sauk Prairie will be at Reedsburg, Fort Atkinson will be hosting Sun Prairie, and Wisconsin Dells will be hosting Mazelmany. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski showed All-Star Game fans and players some serious heat Tuesday night. He fired 9 pitches that measured at more than 100 miles per hour as he pitched in the 8th inning at Truist Park. Mazurowski also threw 11 pitches that reached at least 99 miles per hour. He was a controversial choice to replace the Cubs' Matthew Boyd on the roster because he had appeared in just 5 major league games. Jonathan Aranda touched him for a single, but it came on a changeup. The Brewers have tonight off due to the All-Star break. They resume action again tomorrow night when they open a 3-game series in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. First pitch will be at 9:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame will be at 8:35. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The Bucks will sign a new deal with small forward Chris Livingston after he lit up the NBA Summer League. The team had just waived him but switched directions after former Phoenix Sun Bradley Beal decided to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers. ESPN reports that Livingston earned his way back with a standout performance this month, scoring 20 points, grabbing 5 rebounds, and dishing out 2.7 assists per game. Livingston has been with Milwaukee but hasn't been able to force his way into coach Doc Rivers' rotation. He's still just 21 years old. The Pittsburgh Steelers have made star outside linebacker T.J. Watt the NFL's highest-paid defender. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that Watt has agreed to a 3-year pact that will average $41 million annually. The person spoke to the AP on conditions of anonymity because the deal had not yet been made public. Watt, who was entering the final season of the 4-year extension he signed in 2021, skipped organized team activities and mandatory minicamp to put pressure on the Steelers' front office for a new contract. And Brian Brahman, a key special teams player for the Philadelphia Eagles' first Super Bowl championship team, has died from a rare and aggressive form of cancer. He was 38. Brahman was diagnosed earlier this year and had multiple surgeries in recent months in an attempt to treat the illness. He died yesterday morning, according to a statement issued. Actually, he died this morning, according to a statement issued by the team. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Texans in 2011, Brahman played 7 seasons in the NFL. He spent his first 3 in Houston and last 4 in Philadelphia. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates, and by PCB Wealth Management. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Last Saturday, July 12th, was National Kitten Day. And yes, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society does have many adorable kittens available for adoption. But it also has lots of older, more mature cats as well. Each one with a look and a personality all its own. And every single cat or kitten is waiting to be adopted by a family or individual with love to give. OMHS invites you to check out its Facebook page for up-to-date pictures and descriptions of the many delightful cats and kittens currently available for adoption. Or better yet, meet all the cats and kittens in person at OMHS Adoption Center by appointment only by calling 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Thursday, soybeans and hogs were higher, cattle and corn finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying, also following the lead of bean oil, while continuing to monitor development conditions, which look mostly favorable over the near term. Longer-term outlooks, though, do have the potential for a more stressful pattern. August beans were up 8 at 1021.5. September was 6.25 higher at 1012. August soybean meal was 30 cents higher at 268.70. August soybean oil was up 140 points at 56.22. Corn was mostly lower on spread trade and profit-taking, watching development weather. With a non-threatening forecast over the next couple of weeks, added the chances for hotter, drier conditions. Old crop export sales on corn did hit a marketing year low. September was 3.25 lower at 402. December was down 3 at 421. and wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. Chicago and Kansas City continue to watch U.S. and world winter wheat harvest activity. Minneapolis is monitoring rain chances in spring wheat growing areas. September Chicago is 7¾ lower at 533½. September Kansas City wheat on Thursday was down 5¼ at 517½. September Minneapolis wheat was down 4½ at 595 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, watching direct cash cattle business develop. Kellen Havikin will have more on that in a moment. August live was down 22 at 223.67. October was 42 lower at 220.32. August feeders were down 57 cents at $325. September feeders were down 42 at 325.42. And hogs were up at the recent trend in the pork carcass cutout value. August lean was $1.40 higher at 105.82, and October was up 190 at 90.60. Kellen Havikin has that full look at cash livestock after this.
We come from a long line of farmers. There's a sense of pride with being part of these multi-generational businesses, but there's also a significant amount of pressure. My senior year of high school, my dad made the decision this world no longer needed him in it. I don't know if he was overwhelmed by the bills and checks that weren't going to be coming in because of the strawberries dying off. It breaks my heart that my dad made a permanent decision for a temporary issue. Don't feel like you have to go through it alone.
A message from loveyourmind.org and the Ad Council.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
Cattle business started to pick up steam Thursday afternoon. A light trade was reported by a Nebraska regional at 380 on dressed basis, a dollar higher than last week. Those cattle were set to deliver for the week of August 4th. An additional 200 head of cattle sold in Kansas at 231 on a live basis. Box beef closed mix. Choice was 43 cents higher at 373.28, and select was 407 lower at 353.84. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. Cash hog market continues to struggle to find consistency. Demand is expected to pick up soon. In Thursday's export sales, pork saw a week-to-week decline, but China did buy some of the commodity. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 202 lower with a base range of 101.50 to 113 with a weighted average price of 110.70. Pork values closed 158 higher at 116.32. Loins, butts, picnics, hams, and bellies were higher. Ribs sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Director Rob Fox says the labor crunch across the U.S. is only going to get tighter.
These policies are going to promote more employment in manufacturing. Agriculture competes directly with the same labor pool. Able-bodied folks that could be in agriculture, they'll be pulled into manufacturing.
More news up next on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
As Congressman Don Bacon says, the president's tariff strategy creates more questions than answers for ag producers.
I think it's dangerous for our farmers. Other countries, when they want to retaliate, they retaliate against our farmers.
The latest Rural Main Street Index found that lower farm commodity prices have pushed bank loans to a record high. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the July survey of rural bank CEOs revealed some concerns about farmer profitability.
We asked the bankers, what's the number one issue facing your local economy? By far, it was had to do with agricultural commodity prices.
New federal legislation would make it easier for farmers to access mental health care services. The Farmers First Act, introduced by Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Republican Joni Ernst, would increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Thinking about a pole building? Start with the experts at Harchie Lumber, your trusted hometown source for quality building materials and professional service. From planning to completion, their experienced team knows how to deliver the durable structure you need. Harchie Lumber will engineer your pole building to fit your exact needs, all while ensuring it meets local building code and standards. Whether it's for storage, farming, or a custom project, they've got you covered. Get your project started today at 985-7207 or stop at Harchie Lumber Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Soybean oil is more than just a byproduct. It's helping add value to the crop and keeping demand strong. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board. Soybean oil plays a critical role in the world's food supply, and the science is clear that it is healthy for human consumption. Find out more coming up next on Brownfield.
Everyone has a part in staying safe when driving in rural areas. Farmers and community members alike need to be informed, aware, and patient when driving on the roads. It is important for farmers to keep their machinery up to date and road ready. Farmers need to be attentive and aware of their surroundings when driving on public roads. Regular vehicles need to understand that some farm equipment inhibits clear vision. Stay back and give the farm vehicle extra space. For more information, check out the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center's website.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
Hanton is a fifth-year farmer leader serving on USB's executive committee and as coordinator of the health and nutrition priority area. He says the soy oil market is critical for growers.
45% of the soy oil market is in used cooking oils, baking, frying, salad dressings, margarine, etc. It's a versatile and a very affordable choice, and we've always been really happy, that people enjoy it and we're using it. And when we talk about around the world, it's usually a very good cost option for them.
He says a seed oil ban would hurt both farmers and consumers. According to a new USB and American Soybean Association seed oil economic impact study, It found that consumer expenditures on vegetable oils and fats would increase by $7.7 billion per year on average.
It would decrease the demand for soy, which of course is a problem for all farmers. And it limits the consumer's choice. So the consumer is going to be forced to possibly be buying higher cost products. And, you know, the health benefits are being questioned. And we have, research and studies that show there's numerous health benefits.
For example, Hanton says,
It helps with diabetes and lowering blood cholesterol. And there's confusion out there. And that's where we really want to, at the United Soybean Board, be able to, again, go to our website, unitedsoybean.org, and check out the science, because we have the science on our side. The American Heart Association recommends intake of vegetable oils as a part of a healthy diet.
And Hanson says it's critical that soybean farmers share their story about the healthy benefits of soybean oil. To learn more about the Soy Checkoff, visit unitedsoybean.org. This has been another episode of Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Tip Talk Auction Realty. Reminder, we have an online-only auction coming up. The sale includes firearms, fishing supplies, tools, and much more. We have auctions that are getting ready and about to go online right now, so keep an eye out for those. 175 acres of vacant land in Wyalusing, Wisconsin, online-only auction. It is online right now. For more information, go to our website. We have realtors ready to help you find or sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
She always said if something ever happened to me, she would never fall in love again. Oh, what a waste. Always said we go together, but if I'm just half of her forever, this goes out to whoever takes my place. She don't give two cents about money, likes a little coffee in her honey. Let her sleep late as she wants. Home is her favorite restaurant. Don't you dare come home if you hammer. Better watch your mouth and your grammar. She loves babies, hates glitter. You better shave before you kiss her. And if she ever misses me, please don't let her. She's insecure about her legs, right? Something wrong with her hair, right? Just tell her she's crazy, crazy. Even though she won't believe it, nah. Best advice I can give you, brother, don't ever say she's acting just like her mother. Even though she does sometimes, it's gonna be our little secret. She don't give two cents about money. Likes a little coffee in her honey. Let her sleep late as she wants. Home is her favorite restaurant. Don't you dare come home if you hammer. Better watch your mouth and your grammar. She loves babies, hates glitter. You better shave before you kiss her. And if she ever misses me, say something funny, say something about the weather. Tell her wherever I am, I'm good. And if she thinks she loves again, she should. Understood. Orchids, that's her favorite flower. Don't ever watch the office without her. After church, she gonna talk. And her favorite season is football. A little coffee in her honey. Let her sleep late as she wants. Home is her favorite restaurant. Don't you dare come home if you hammer. Better watch your mouth and your grammar. She loves babies, hates glitter. You better shave before you kiss her. And if she ever misses me, please don't. don't let them.
Walker Hayes with Don't Let Her on Country and Community. Tim Seed here. I'll be here till 8 o'clock playing some great music for you and passing along information. Right now, it's partly cloudy, so a lot of sunshine out there. And our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is now back down to 72 degrees. We did reach high of 75 about half hour ago or so, but nope, it's going back down. It's supposed to get down to about 53 degrees, according to Brittany Merlot tonight. So going to be a cool one, considering the temperatures we've had the past few weeks. So a good night to give the air conditioner a rest and open up those windows and enjoy some beautiful night air. And just had to quick take a look. It's nice to see no wildfire smoke out there, too. Just beautiful night in Richland Center, and I'm sure it is throughout southwest Wisconsin. So, yep, it's worth getting this weather. It's better than what we had yesterday, so hopefully you're enjoying the beautiful weather today. Just wanted to let you know that you can join award-winning author Jeff Herbach in the unforgettable weekend writing retreat at Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin tomorrow at 2:30 through Sunday, July 20th at 3. Unlock the power of pacing and vivid detail of Elevate Your Fiction or Memoir, all while drawing creative inspiration from the Wright's iconic architecture. The program is for adults 18 plus. The cost is $1,800 per person and includes breakfasts and lunches, workshop instruction, materials guided tour, guest room for two nights on the estate, and welcome reception in the main house. For more information, go to taliesinpreservation.org/weekend-workshops.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
In this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
Princeton Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Auction specialist Mineral Point LLC invites you to a huge estate auction for the David Anderson Estate, Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m., located at 3027 Sand Hill Road, Boscobel, Wisconsin, just 5 miles north of Fenimore or 5 miles south of Boscobel on Highway 61, then east on County T. Watch for the signs. This massive sale includes a classic AC D17 tractor, manure spreader, corn sheller, trailers, and more, Cub Cadet Zero Turn Mower, Yardman Push Mowers and Chainsaws, shop equipment, fencing supplies, antiques, toys, household goods, and over 20 long guns and rifles, plus collectible toys, sandbox items, oak furniture, tools, signs, and more. Lunch and restrooms on site. Come prepared to spend the day. For a full listing, visit Auction Specialist Mineral Point.com or call today. That's this Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios. No wait, just great vibes. Serving up the best mix of country and community.
She just laughs at me, and That bald cap may block the sun, it can't cover up her majesty. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife, so I remind her of her true identity. She says that was years ago, 20 pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me, she'll always be class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. She could have went to college, New York City, been a model, there's no doubt. I know she had a choice, and I thank God she chose the rural route. When I see her clipping coupons or washing dishes, Lord, it's easy to forget everything she could have been and everything she really is. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife. I remind her of her true identity. She says that years ago, 20 pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me, she'll always be the class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. And every night I go to sleep, close my eyes and dream with the Christian County homecoming queen.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News at 6.